أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون. وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين. أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم وأنتم تتلون الكتاب أفلا تعقلون. واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقو ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون. And cover not the truth with falsehood, nor conceal the truth when you know the truth. And establish regular salah and zakah, and bow down with those who bow down. Amongst people, there will be two classes. One class is of those people who know, but their knowledge is deficient. They don't know it. They don't know things completely, and their knowledge is not thorough. And the second class is the class of those people that are ignorant. So an address made to the Bani Israel, that when you are working amongst these classes of people, then be sure that you don't cover the truth with falsehood with those people that don't know things completely. Their knowledge is deficient. When the knowledge is deficient, then you will confuse and complicate matters before them. Hence, they will not be able to see the truth. So though they do have knowledge, but the knowledge is imperfect and incomplete, and you take advantage over this situation in this manner, that you complicate and confuse the facts, so they cannot distinguish the truth from the falsehood. Then the other group is that who is totally ignorant. So the one that is ignorant, then you conceal the facts before them. When you know what you are doing is wrong, you know the truth, then too you do this. The next verse, and establish regular salah and give out zakah and bow down with those who bow down. Do you enjoin righteousness with people and forget practicing yourselves whilst you recite the book of Allah? Then do you not understand? So again, an address made to the Bani Israel, that you are enjoining the truth. When you see your people, then you tell them that you should continue. You tell them that they should continue following Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this is the truth that is contained in your scriptures. But you yourself, you are not practicing. You are not coming into Islam. And you're giving these people support and encouraging them to continue, then why are these double standards? You know it is the truth, and you encourage your people to continue with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but then why aren't you coming on? Do you have no understanding? Aql in Arabic means to prevent, to tie up something. So you prevent yourself from any type of temptation and from wrong. So that is the work of the intelligence and the brains, to stop and to resist, to guard and to prevent yourself from things that are senseless and insensible, things that are wrong, things that will amount to temptation. Then your brains and your intelligence was supposed to be preventing you from doing so. So why aren't you using your brains? Under the verse, وَتَكْتُمُ الْحَقَّ, and you conceal the truth. There was a lengthy dialogue between Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, the king of the time, and Abu Hazim rahmatullah alayhi. Sulaiman had asked some of his advisors when he had come down to Medina Munawwara, is there any person that is living from amongst those that had seen the Sahaba Ikram? So one of those people that were there said, yes, it is Abu Hazim rahmatullah alayhi. He was called and ushered in. And Sulaiman the king had asked him, what is this impolite behavior and this hostile attitude that you have towards me? So Abu Hazim rahmatullah alayhi replied, I don't know really what you are talking about and what you are getting at. What is this hostility that you are talking about and impolite behavior that you are talking about? So he says that all the other people of Medina Munawwara, the popular people, the known people had come and visit me, but you had not paid a visit to me. So Abu Hazim rahmatullah alayhi says that I ask Allah Ta'ala's pardon that you say something that is not right. Before this day, you hadn't known me and nor did I see you. So when you hadn't known me and nor did I see you, then where's the hostility and where's the impolite behavior? So Sulaiman was amazed. He looked towards his people. Then Ibn Hazim, Imam Zuhri rahmatullah alayhi, Shihabuddin Zuhri rahmatullah alayhi, corrected the king, saying that yes, you have erred. When he hadn't known you and he hadn't seen you, so there is no such a thing that he was rude or impolite towards you. So the king was embarrassed, so he had to turn the whole conversation and he asked Abu Hazim rahmatullah alayhi, why is it that we are afraid of death? So Abu Hazim rahmatullah alayhi replied that it's logical that the abode that you are going to be living in, your permanent abode that you have to live in, you have destroyed and demolished it through your actions. And the world that is transitory, fleeting, and that you have to leave, then you have developed it, you have built it up and made it flourish. So the one that you have developed and built and taken good care of, you don't want to leave. And the one that you have destroyed and demolished, then you don't want to go towards. Again, Sulaiman asked, I wonder how we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abu Hazim replied that it's easy, understand it in this manner, that a person that was out of home, a lovable, respectable person, and had undertaken a long journey, and he's come back to his people, so you could understand the warm reception that he will receive and enjoy, how they will meet him eagerly and lovingly with all the respect, all the type of reception they will give him. And the one that is a sinner, he is being hunted down like a runaway captive, how he is being hunted down, and he doesn't find any solace and any peace in what he is doing. So this is the comparison of a righteous person to a wrong person. This is how he is going to meet Allah Ta'ala, and this is how that person is going to meet Allah Ta'ala. Again, Sulaiman asked, how does this appear in the book of Allah? So Abu Hazim replied, just look at this, apply yourselves to the verse of Allah Ta'ala, and you will understand your position. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ. The righteous will be in the comforts of Jannah, whilst the wrong will be in the blazing fire of Jahannam. Sulaiman began to cry, and he says, yes, but the mercy of Allah Ta'ala covers all people, sinful and good people. Imam Abu Hazim rahmatullah alayhi said, إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. The mercy of Allah Ta'ala is very close at hand to those who do good. Sulaiman then asked several questions, like, who is the most respectable person? So he says, that person that is polite and he has a clean and a sound understanding. His understanding is clean and sound, he reasons well, and he's also very much polite. And what action is best? So that person who fulfills, who is righteous in himself, who does and carries out righteous works, whilst he leaves out the haram and the forbidden. Then he asked, which type of charity is the best? Says, the charity is the best, which is given to a person that is in need without expressing any your generosity and giving him any type of reminders of your generosity, nor hurting the person in any way. Then he asked some other several questions, and he asks him, can you show me can you tell me what is your impression about me and my people? So Abu Hazim rahmatullahi says that, please excuse me, I must be pardoned, and excuse me from giving the answer to this. Sulaiman the king says, no, you'll have to give me an explanation. What is your impression? What do you think about me and my people, my family, etc.? So Abu Hazim rahmatullahi then says that, you see, you people have come into power with oppression and with force. You killed many people that were innocent. You took away their properties and you began to rule over people. Now that your fathers and your grandfathers have all passed on, and I wonder what they may be saying now that they are in the graves. The power that they had, that influence that they had, and the little type of worldly respect that they had, what do they have to say about all this now that they have passed on to the next realm? What do they think about their power and their influence and the wealth and the glory that they had? One of the people that were seated there, he says, it's wrong of you to talk to the king in this manner. It's not at all right manners that you talk to the king in this manner. Abu Hazim rahmatullah says, no, what you are saying is incorrect, because the Allah Ta'ala had taken a covenant with the ulama, لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَكْتُمُونَ, that they will disclose the facts to the people, they will not conceal them. So I have disclosed and I have done my duty, I have not concealed. So I am not doing something that is off the right, it is on cause. I have done something in conformity with the Quran Sharif. So how can you say that I have done something wrong? Nonetheless, Abu Hazim Sulaiman then asked him, can you accompany us so that we can gain benefit from you and we can learn from your pious and your learned self? So he says, no, may Allah Ta'ala forbid I do such a thing. Why? He says, if I'm going to accompany you, then I will be inclined towards the wealth and the glory that you have. So it will be beneficial to you, but it will be harmful and destructing to my hereafter, that I will become inclined towards the glamour, the beauty, and the wealth that you have, and distance from my deen. So I ask Allah Ta'ala's pardon that I join you. At the end, Sulaiman offered him 100 dinars, 100 gold coins. So Abu Hazim rahmatullah alayhi returned the 100 gold coins, and he says that, if this is in lieu for my advising you, then this wealth is worse than a swine, the flesh of a swine and wine for me. And if it is that this is an allowance or a gift that is given to the ulama, then there are many other ulama in this town, in this kingdom, and if you give all of them this amount, then I am prepared to receive it. But if it is just me that you are sending this gift to, then I am not eligible for this. It's not right for you to single me out in this present and leave out the rest. So on account of this verse here, وَتَكْتُمُ الْحَقِّ, this entire dialogue comes in the tafsir. Ulama-i kiram should express the truth and not conceal it. I give us tawfiq.